quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Tuesday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. NXT is tonight. Four segments announced for the show. One of them, an NXT Women's Championship match, in which I'm sure shenanigans will go down, because NXT has a PLE coming up on Saturday. Yes, there's an NXT PLE on Saturday, and I think it's the final one on Peacock. And then, I believe there's going to be another NXT PLE before WrestleMania, which I guess we'll find out where that one airs, but won't be on Peacock. So anyway, we'll tell you about the lineup for the show. Last night was Raw, the follow-up to the Elimination Chamber. How many of you got through Raw? All right. I thought it was a pretty good show, but brutal with this switch in commercials that they have done. But we'll tell you about that. We've also got a lot of news, not the least of which is Ishii has been removed from the New Japan Cup due to a neck injury. And to be removed from the New Japan Cup in New Japan, especially if you're Ishii, you got to be hurting. So we'll talk about that, plus some ratings notes, TNA Impact ratings. We got the date and location of the Hall of Fame and some thoughts on the new inductees, Demolition, Billy Eadie and Barry Darso. We'll tell you about that and all of the rest of the news as well. If you'd like to join us here today, 425-780-7566 is the phone number. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com, F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Of 50, want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News & World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. 800-918-6189. That's 800-918-6189.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Right in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance Storm joining us here today. You know, somebody on Twitter said, if Lance and Brian spend the first 10 minutes of the show talking about the commercials, I'm quitting the entire website. And
let's save it till the end.
No, the easier solution is skip the first 10 minutes of this show and move on with your life. No one's forcing you to listen to the first 10 minutes of this show.
Well, he will claim we should do that on Raw. Although they
the
don't
problem like is yeah, we can't.
Yeah.
Guys, listen. Yes, this affects me personally and Lance personally. But as with many problems in this business, I'm not complaining just because of the effect that it has on me. I'm trying to help everybody, okay? Now, I don't know how loud my voice is in this business, but sometimes things change because I complain about things. I think we know this, okay? I doubt I will have any effect on this, but God darn it, I'm going to try. Bro, it makes the show unwatchable, okay? It would be one thing if Raw was doing gangbuster numbers, okay? We don't really know how well Raw is doing because these Netflix numbers are weird, but it's not doing great, guys, okay? It's just not. Dave believes that there's like 700,000 people that are watching. 700,000 that are watching same day. I am skeptical of this because I believe that when Netflix talks about live viewers, they're not talking about people who are watching during the time that Raw is on. I still believe that, like with YouTube and like with Twitch, if you're even 1 second behind, you are not counted as a live viewer. Even if it's 1 second behind, you hit pause and then you hit play again, and now you're 1 second behind. I don't think they're counting you as a live viewer. I don't think that means only 700,000 people are watching live on Monday night, okay? But I do believe that the low number of live viewers probably has something to do with a lot of people very quickly figuring out if we just start a half hour late, we can skip a lot of these commercials, and now they can't do it. Now listen, I know some of you are going to jump on the chat and say, I skip commercials just fine. Guys, listen. It's Netflix, okay? There's a million ways that you personally can watch it. A Samsung Smart TV, Apple TV, iPad, iPhone, on your computer screen. Okay, how many millions of ways, okay? You personally, listener, if you personally are able to fast forward through the commercials, that's fine. But like on most of these mediums, you can't, okay? I used to tune in an hour after the show ended and there just were no, I didn't have to skip through them. It did it automatically. It went from the end of a segment immediately to the next segment. About 3 weeks ago, they stopped allowing that, okay? Now there are these unskippable commercials on the iPad, on the iPhone. Like, there's a trick on Apple TV, but it didn't work for me last night on Apple TV. And, like, I don't even want to talk about the way I have found to skip commercials because I don't want them to fix that problem, okay? But last night, guys, I went on Twitter and, like, I looked around and I asked questions and I kept hearing the same thing over and over. It's unwatchable. The show is unwatchable. I'm no longer watching Raw. I just watch the clips on YouTube when the show is over. Like, one after another. The commercials are right in the middle of the wrestling matches. The match goes 2 minutes and there's a block of seven commercials. They come back. If the match goes any length of time, it goes another 4 minutes and then there's another block of 7 minutes of unwatchable commercials. Okay? This is a legitimate problem that not just me, but a lot of people are having, and it's causing many people, the show's doing bad enough as it is, they don't need fewer people watching the show. So I'm trying to help here. I don't know if I can, I probably can't, but if enough people complain about it and stop watching, maybe they'll fix it. Like, I'm paying for the commercial-free edition of Netflix. Even when the show's over, I can't watch this thing commercial free. So that's part of the problem. If it wasn't advertised as being commercial free, I'd be like, whatever. But it is. So yeah, yes, Funkbuck, I know it's not an issue for everybody, but it's an issue for a lot of people. Oh, just go get a VPN. Just go do this. Most people aren't getting a VPN. They're just going to quit. Okay, most people who enjoy watching on an iPad are not going to find whatever way to watch it that they can in a little tiny window to like, they're just going to quit watching it. Okay, it's a problem, everybody. And I'd like a solution, as would a lot of other people.
There's only one show I watch in my life that has commercials. And that's the evening news that I put on while I'm eating dinner. And I sort of half pay attention to it. I don't watch any other show with commercials. If it's on regular TV, I DVR it and I watch it later. Or I watch, again, I'm on, you know, Amazon Prime or Crave, which is a Canadian streaming service. And there aren't commercials. And when I have to tune into Raw and see these unskippable commercials put specifically in the middle of matches to kill the flow in my entertainment value rather than at the end of a promo segment or something, it ruins the flow of the show. It infuriates me. And it's bad enough that I'm looking at ads on the canvas, on the turnbuckle pads, on the barricades. It's like, how many commercials and ads do I have to watch watching Raw? It's just astronomical, and I find it infuriating. And to be perfectly honest, if it wasn't for Wrestling Observer Live, I would not be watching this show.
So anyway, you know what's funny is last night we were talking on Observer Radio and Dave said there had been a rumor on the internet that WWE was no longer going to air commercials during matches. And Dave actually contacted WWE and asked if it was true. And they said yes. This was like a month ago. It hasn't happened. If anything, it's worse. So, yes. Fix this problem. And so we don't, they made a bad deal. Netflix made a horrible deal for Raw. They overpaid like crazy. And the fact is, they don't need to be losing even more viewers on top of it. Nor does WWE as a company, okay? And it's not like you're making up that in ads on the canvas. I mean, people aren't paying that much for ads. So anyway, Sucks. Tonight's NXT, we got JC Jane and Zarya for the NXT Women's title. Ricky Saints will be doing an absolute experience, whatever that is. Ren Sinclair versus Nikita Lyons in a women's speed tournament match. I feel like Nikita Lyons like comes and goes and vanishes for long periods of time. And Hank Tank and Shiloh Hill will face the Vanity Project in a six-person. And then for Dynamite tomorrow, we have MGF Kevin Knight, AEW World title, Jon Moxley versus Hechicero, Teclan Thunder Rosa for the AEW Women's title, and Darby Allin and Orange Cassidy versus Gabe Kidd and Clark Connors. So four matches announced for the show tomorrow. We've also got Ishii out of the New Japan Cup, neck injury. He was scheduled to wrestle after a first-round bye, but he sustained an injury, which I'm not sure where it happened. He wrestled Oleg Bolton at the New Japan show last week and didn't appear to get hurt, and he's been wrestling a lot, but he's out. So hopefully he gets better soon. Because
he's caved in.
Yeah, it's
you
not.
You said Oleg Bolton.
That's his name is Oleg Bolton. It's not Bolton Oleg. Everyone's confused now.
Did you not insist that it was for
no,
like
I insisted it was Oleg Bolton, but they put it on the screen as Bolton Oleg, so that's what Dave claimed. But like everybody calls him Oleg Bolton in New Japan. It's Oleg Bolton. Anyway, we'll get into the rest of the news. And Demolition going into the Hall of Fame after the break.
You must be thrilled.
I got a lot to say. Observer Live.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Hey, airline travelers. Let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All righty, everybody. Hey, let's talk about demolition. So, first off, we now have the date and location for the Hall of Fame ceremony. It'll be Friday, April 17th. Dolby Live at Park MGM. It is literally like right next to the T-Mobile Arena. You can get there very quickly after SmackDown if you want to do both. And Stephanie McMahon, AJ Styles, and now Demolition are all going into the Hall of Fame. And, of course, the Demolition story is Bill Eadie and Barry Darso are the two that are going in. So what happened was Bill Eadie was the masked superstar. And he ended up getting hired by WWE. He actually worked, I think, in WWE as a mass superstar for a while. But he came up with the idea of Demolition, okay? And it was going to be him and, I believe, Randy Colley, one of the Moondogs. And they basically, they started the gimmick, and the Moondog was Smash. And Bill Eadie was Axe. And, like, these fans... They start chanting Moondog at Smash. And so Vince McMahon didn't like it. And so very quickly, Barry Darso replaced him as the new Smash. So it ends up being Bill Eadie and Barry Darso. So they have a long run in WWE. And eventually, when they leave, there's an issue over the ring name Demolition. And they ended up having, like, Bill Eadie filed a lawsuit, and I believe it was settled in his favor. In fact, I know it was settled in his favor, and he made a lot of money. And Vince, that was it for Demolition. They were persona non grata for decades afterwards. And then, of course, when Vince got ousted, well, he's gone now, and so now Demolition can go into the WWE Hall of Fame. When I was a kid, it's one of those. I grew up a big fan of the Ultimate Warrior, who was all jacked up, gassed to the gills, and as a result, it's like I didn't know anything about steroids or anything. I just thought if you exercise, you will look like the Ultimate Warrior. Therefore, all these guys that didn't look like the Warrior or Rick Rude. These guys just didn't exercise, okay?
You're a smart kid.
I'd seen the Road Warriors, and, like, Hawk is all, you know, gigantic, and Animal was big, thick. He wasn't as ripped, but, he was clearly. And so when I saw Demolition, it was like they had really, really cool music, but, you know, they weren't all jacked up in the same way. They weren't shredded, okay? So I always thought, oh, man, come on. At least get guys at exercise. Well, as it turns out, you know, if you ever would have put, like, Hawk next to Axe and Smash, they would have dwarfed this guy. They were huge dudes. And they came in as WWF's version of the Legion of Doom. They had the spiked shoulder pads, and they had the best music in the history of WWE, probably. Dom, get it geared up for later, the Demolition theme. And they were a great team. And Axe, you know, Axe was always a really good worker, okay?
He was the key to the team.
From the day that he debuted, he was a great worker. And, you know, I don't want to say anything bad about Barry Darso, but actually I'll say something great about him. If he's going to go to the Hall of Fame for anything, it should be Demolition. This guy had every gimmick in the book. And with the exception of Smash, pretty much every single one of them sucked. And he wasn't a very good worker anywhere except when he was Smash. I don't know what it was, but you know, I watched the I watched a lot of the you know, the Mid-South, and you know, his run is like Crusher Khrushchev and Crusher Darso. You know, when he when his gimmick was that he was a Russian sympathizer, and he was early in his career, but he was all right. But he wasn't like great. He wasn't having great matches unless he was, you know, in there with like a Terry Taylor or something who was a great worker. And even then they were just fine. But I think that was his second best gimmick was when he did that. But once Demolition ended, I mean, oh my God, we had
Repo Man.
Repo Man.
Hole in One.
Let's see, what did we have here? The Blacktop Bully, Mr. Hole in One, Repo Man. I'm not sure when he was Man Mountain Darso. That might have been early in his career. But like Repo Man, I mean, God, if you were young during that era and you saw this guy go from Smash to the Repo Man, it was like, has there ever been a worse transition from one gimmick to another? I mean, maybe like, you know, the Acclaimed, but like, this was so bad, dude. This Repo Man, it wasn't, I mean, guys, you remember Repo Man? I mean, you old people watching the show, you all remember. But you had a guy who painted his face and had, you know, the shoulder pads with spikes on them and just smashed people and this music, and like, it was such a great gimmick. Then he vanishes for a while, and then he comes back as the Repo Man. I watched this, literally I watched Repo Man 1 week ago on a WWE Coliseum home video. He put on a, like, full-length gray singlet.
With tire treads on it, like he got run over.
Yep. Made him look half the size that he was when he was Smash. He, like, just had, like, a receding hairline, and he put, like, a Zorro mask on. And his gimmick was he was a repossessor. Okay?
Who don't wear masks, because they actually have legal right to take what they take.
And as bad as the gimmick was, as bad as the matches were, the worst part of the gimmick was his promos. Do you guys remember?
Didn't he have a silly laugh?
You guys remember the Repo Man promos? These are up there with the worst promos in all of wrestling history. I mean, it was like hideous. And then later he went to WCW as the Blacktop Bully, which wasn't much better. If I recall, him and Dustin had like a famous fight on the back of a moving truck.
Oh, where Dustin got fired.
And they weren't supposed to gig, but of course Dustin couldn't help himself, got fired. And, oh my God, it was just, I'm glad they're going in as Demolition. You know, eventually they brought Crush in as part of Demolition. But, you know, even it just, you know, I don't know, man.
It's never the same without Axe.
It wasn't. And the thing with Axe was, he was only like 40, late 30s, early 40s when he was in Demolition. But he was one of those guys that, like, he was kind of like a little, he was kind of a little bit, he was a big guy. He wasn't like all shredded. And he had kind of a, I don't even know how to describe it, but sort of like an old man face. And his hair, he would slick it straight back. He looked like he was a 60-year-old school teacher. And I think actually he was like a substitute teacher at the time, if I recall correctly. But he's like one of those guys that for whatever reason, he was like an Arn Anderson. He always looked old. And I think basically he looks exactly the same today, which for those of you, you know, you youngsters, there's two things. If you want to, have a long career in show business, you either need to always look old or be ugly, because then you let your gimmick last your entire career. You're young and good looking. Next thing you know, you're old and ugly. And then what do? But like, yeah. If you're a guy that always looked old, like you could always do the gimmick. Or if you're like ugly, you know, guys, remember, this is a tangent, but, Los Guapos in CMLL in the early 2000s, you know, God bless them. Like three of the ugliest, I guess maybe not Shocker, but like Bestia Salvaje and Emilio Charles Jr. The gimmick was they were three handsome men, but the two of the guys in Los Guapos, like, their gimmick was that they were really ugly. Like, Bestia Salvaje, his father, if I recall correctly, his gimmick was the ugliest man in the world. But anyway, like, they had this gimmick, and it's like, if you have a gimmick where you're ugly, your gimmick only gets better with age. So anyway, yes?
The key to looking 50 when you're 70 is looking 45 when you're 20?
Sure. Yeah. Like Steve Austin, you know, Steve Austin, his hair started to thin, so he shaved his head, he grew a goatee, and here we are, like, 30 years later, he basically looks exactly the same. He's a bald guy with a goatee. You know? Look at me. I was a handsome stud in my youth. Now I'm an old, decrepit, angry man yelling at clouds. It's a rough road, let me tell you. But anyway, any thoughts on Demolition?
I was never.
No one does a better bio than I do. Go ahead.
I was never a fan because I got into wrestling because of the Road Warriors, so they were always ripoffs to me. But I do have a Bill Eadie story. When Jericho and I first broke in, Bill was booking for Global Wrestling Federation when it started, I think, in Texas. And we sent tape and photos trying to get booked because they had a tag team tournament coming up. And Bill Eadie actually took the time to write us back. This is with a pen and paper, and wrote a letter, put it in an envelope, and mailed it back.
Probably from the classroom.
Yeah. But he, again, said, you know, you guys look like you have a real bright future, but we're focusing on local talent and not bringing any in. Best of luck in your careers. And I thought he was, like, really super nice to do that and couldn't have appreciated it more.
There is no better theme music than this, everybody. This theme should go into the Hall of Fame on its own. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
It's game day. Are your moderate to severe Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keeping you from the action? Skyrizi, risankizumab Riza, could help you get back to the game. Skyrizi is proven to help people feel significant symptom relief, achieve remission, and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine for adults. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's or ulcerative colitis. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's and ulcerative colitis combined. Learn more at Skyrizi.com or 1-866-SKYRIZI.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Pretty sure if we just played this music all the time, we'd triple listenership. What's with their middle names?
Yeah, they don't have a first and last. How do they have a middle?
Actually, Lance, you're wrong. They do have last names. Axe's last name is Handel.
Axe, Pain and Destruction, Handel? What's Smash's last name?
Mouth.
Wow.
Thank you. Hey! You know what I was thinking about during the break? You talked about that letter that was sent to you.
Mm-hmm. Wish I had it.
I swear to God, if you had not told that story, and you would have said to me, Brian, at one point in the, when was this, 80s, 90s?
We would have been in the business, so 90, 91.
At one point in the early 90s, a wrestler contacted me, and he had written the letter on an actual piece of paper, surely with cursive handwriting, and mailed it to me in an envelope. Who was that wrestler, Brian? I would have said it had to be Bill Eadie. I can't think of anybody else.
The genius would have.
Maybe. He sent on a frisbee.
He'd have added a poem, but he'd have wrote a letter.
It would have been, he would have mailed you a frisbee. You know, people in the chat are talking about my statement earlier. They're noting that The Undertaker, you know, the older he got, the better his gimmick was. That's true.
He's supposed to look dead.
Yeah, and also all of these luchadors, you know. You know, they wear masks. They can go forever. I remember also in the early 2000s watching CMLL. You know, the Ryo de Jalisco Jr. was always a wrestling. He wasn't very good. But his father was the famous Ryo de Jalisco. And one day they had, like, some ceremony for all of these old guys. And they brought out the original Ryo de Jalisco. And he's got the singlet on. He's got the mask. He's got the cape. He came out and it was like Sting. It's like, man, this guy like 30? How old is this guy? Turns out he's like in his 70s or something like that. But the mask is a great benefit as well. You can stay young forever wearing a mask.
Yeah, you don't want to have the ravishing Rick Rude gimmick. That's a tough one to maintain.
Oh, that's brutal. Brutal.
8-pack abs are hard to keep at your 50s.
Nonsense. Now, got to talk about Raw. So I thought the show was all right. It started hot, and then the rest of the show was just kind of there. So it opened up with Heyman and the Vision coming down to the ring. They're all upset about Seth Rollins. They want to kill the guy. And Adam Pearce comes out, tells him to get out of here. He'll talk to Seth. Seth is not cleared. And, of course, we got the gimmick where a masked guy comes out. Security goes after him. Another masked guy comes out. Logan goes after him. Another masked guy comes out. Theory goes after him. Paul's left alone in the ring. Masked guy distracts him. Finn Balor sneaks in, hits him with a chair shot, gives him the stomp. What'd I say?
You said Finn Balor.
Finn Balor? Well, I thought about a stomp, you know. But anyway, Seth comes in, hits him with that stomp, leaves him for dead.
Heyman took it well.
He sure did. And he bled everywhere, was loaded in an ambulance. Old L.A. Knight stole the ambulance, zoomed off. And we never found out what happened.
Where'd he take him? Did he take him to a hospital? Did he dump him in a parking lot?
That's kind of an important detail.
No one seemed to care.
So,
poor Paul.
It appears we're going to get Seth Rollins and Logan Paul, I think, at WrestleMania. That leaves Austin Theory kind of the odd man out, which honestly he's been since joining this group. I think, you know, you would watch this and go, well, I think maybe it's going to be L.A. Knight in Theory. But, you know, there is a lot of talk of maybe doing Brock Lesnar in L.A. Knight. So it depends on if they want to do Lesnar versus Oba. And I know the plan was to do Lesnar versus LA Knight. But to me, if that's still the plan, then Lesnar should be upset that Paul Heyman was killed and he should target LA Knight. But what Brock instead did was he issued an open challenge for WrestleMania.
Well, he did that first. He could change his
He
tactics
could,
now.
But that makes me think it might be LA Knight versus Theory, and Oba would accept the challenge against Brock Lesnar. But we don't know yet, but we shall see. Dragon Lee and Gunther was the best match on the show. They're just great. Gunther destroyed this guy forever, and he beat him so viciously that when Dragon made his comeback, I mean, the people got into it instantly. And Gunther sells great for him. They do some spots on the outside. This is awesome chance. And finally, Dragon gave him a Destino on the floor. Gunther barely made it inside. Tried another Destino, but Gunther countered the sleeper. Yanked off the mask. Dragon immediately tapped out. I thought this was great.
Yeah, the one thing that stood out for me here, and there was another instance of it later, it's like, why is Michael Cole burying baby faces? Like, he actually said that Dragon Lee...
Because he sucks.
He said Dragon Lee's been like a gnat to Gunther, and Corey had to, like, defend him. It's like, he's a gnat? Like, insignificant pest? It's like, he's a baby face. Much like, and I'm jumping ahead briefly, but it's like when Penta won the IC title, he puts over, he's finally done it after numerous opportunities. It's like, oh, great. I'm glad he's had a ton of chances and failed every time till now. I just, like, was dumbfounded. It's like you're burying baby faces. What's going on?
Bro, you didn't watch Elimination Chamber.
No.
Michael Cole was horrible on that show. I mean, I've never been a fan of Michael Cole's announcing, but, I mean, he was bad, like really bad on Elimination Chamber. He was bad on this show. I don't know, man. AJ Lee came out for a promo. Thought it was all right. She didn't really have a lot to say. She seemed nervous. Just basically said she'd be a fighting champion. And she challenged anybody to face her. And she wants to wrestle regularly. So she said, the next time I'm in the ring, I'm going to be defending this title. So they announced that they're going to be doing a, what do they call them now? A series of matches. Dave claims something, but on the front page here, it says a gauntlet match. Raquel, Bailey, Lyra, Io, Asuka, and Ivy. And the winner gets a shot at AJ.
Well, a gauntlet match is technically a series of matches.
Well, here's the thing. What is it, everybody? Because I said a gauntlet match, and he said it wasn't. But now the front page says a gauntlet match. So it is a gauntlet match! It's a gauntlet match, everybody.
Breathe, dude, breathe.
I can't. Took some caffeine before my workout today. I haven't had caffeine in a long time. Can you tell? El Grande Original met with Penta. And this, you see, in Mexico, everybody loves El Grande Americano. The
second.
Yeah, the Ludwig Kaiser version. And, I mean, it's because he's A, great. B, he, like, throws himself entirely into the gimmick. And C, he speaks Spanish. So... Chad Gable's out there, and Chad Gable is hated in Mexico because even though I think everyone in Mexico knows it's Ludwig Kaiser pretending to be a Mexican, he throws so much into it that they've accepted him as a luchador. Whereas Chad, they know he doesn't speak Spanish. You know, God bless the guy, but whatever he was doing when he was, you know, healing from his pec injury or whatever it was, he wasn't learning Spanish. So he's in this segment just speaking English in Chad Gable's voice. It's like not even a... So anyway, they set up... they're going to do a match at Rey de Reyes. And they set up a match with Chad Americano against either Rio or Bravo tonight. It's difficult to do this, everybody. Stephanie, there was a live video package cutting a promo on Stephanie. Vowed to beat her at Mania. And then we had Grande and Rio. And as a match, it was like a very good match. But, I mean, they had all the interference at the end. There was a loaded, there was a headbutt off the top. Interference by Ludwig Grande. He tried to interfere multiple times. Original Grande went after him. And anyway, finally at the end, Rio ends up hit with a Chaos Theory suplex and pinned. And I'm wondering if they're going to do the Rey to Reyes match to set up a mask match at WrestleMania. And if they do, this is one of those things that, like, I don't know this 100%, okay? I'm not reporting this, everybody, but I believe that originally the idea was that they were going to do this short deal and Ludwig would be unmasked. Ryo and Bravo, of course, are
Tyler Bate.
Tyler and Pete, and Pete Dunne. And I think that, like, it would just be a thing that happened quickly, and then those three guys would end up reforming Imperium. I think that's what the original plan was. But, like, things have now changed. And all three of them are more over than they've ever been doing these Americanos. And I can't say that Gable is doing any better than he was doing as Chad Gable.
No, so he's doing worse. Chad Gable was better.
The point is, Chad needs to get unmasked. They cannot stick to whatever the original plan was. Kaiser and his guys, and not only are they doing a great job, but, like, they look like they're having the time of their lives, especially Kaiser. I mean, that guy's never looked like he's having more fun than he is right now. So hopefully if they do the mask match, that's what happens. Then we had Rusev challenging Oba. Oba came out. They had a brawl. Good teaser for the future. Oba got the best of it. I don't think this is going to go well for old Rusev. Jimmy Uso versus Theory went for 1 minute. And then, you know, WWE and AEW and everybody, I think, has this idiotic rule where if you hit the ring, it's not a DQ unless you hit one of the participants. So, I mean, they're going so out of their way. They do the match, and Logan Paul hits the ring, okay? Jimmy goes after him, and he's, boom! They're, like, brawling in the middle of the ring, except it's just Logan getting punched. So the referee's just watching this happen. So then Theory jumps Jimmy Uso from behind, but he's in the match, so it's still not a disqualification. So Theory starts, there's three guys in the ring, Theory stomping on Jimmy, and the referee literally waits till Logan hits one punch. He's like, all right, now it's... I was like, come on. God, this is so stupid.
It really is. It's canon, but it's ridiculous.
It's stupid. And then Jay runs down and helps his brother clear the ring. They hit the 1D on Theory. Man, this Theory, brother. I don't know, man.
That was the weird thing, too, because you're talking about who's fighting Brock and who's fighting LA Knight, and it's like, this felt like it was setting up a tag match.
It, well, I mean, sure, it will for TV.
I suppose.
We're 6 weeks away from Mania still.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We had a Danhausen segment, which I don't care what anyone says. Like, this Danhausen thing's already over with me. This guy comes out on Saturday, dead silence. The little puff of pyro. It's preposterous. He shows up here and he goes, I debuted last weekend with thunderous applause. Therefore, I have a list of demands. And Judgment Day walks up. And they ridicule this guy. And as a result, Danhausen announces that Dom is cursed. And they laugh it off. Which, of course, leads to Dominic and Penta for the Intercontinental title. And Penta, after a bunch of interference, ends up avoiding all of it. He hits the Destroyer. He gets the clean pin. He is the new Intercontinental champion.
And so, Dom was cursed.
I like the curse because, unlike magic... Like when Undertaker shoots a bolt of lightning or whatever, like, we don't know if he's actually cursed. It's not like it's real. The guy said you're cursed, he happened to lose. It's open to interpretation. We'll talk about the Punk segment with Roman after the break, Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816. Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. What did you think of the main event segment with Punk and Roman?
I thought it was pretty solid. The insider stuff I'm not a fan of, but you get the impression that both men don't like each other. So on that, I thought it was a good segment.
Yeah, to me, it was weird. I know some people have disagreed with this, including Dave. But it felt like the Roman stuff was like way more inside. And the Punk stuff was like just references to a lot of storyline stuff. And so it was kind of jarring to go back and forth. Like, Punk starts talking about the Shield and how Roman's chased him his whole career. Then Roman starts talking about how we signed you to bring in 30 to 40-year-old virgins and draw a house, but you weren't meant to be champion because we can't trust you and all this stuff. And then they go right back to Punk, and he's just right back to storyline. Well, you know, you don't have a wise man because I took him away from you. And I was like,
he left Punk too.
I know, it's just weird. But I mean, I don't know. I didn't think it was bad, but when it was over, I was ambivalent to it in the sense that I was no more excited or less excited to see the match. And I think with a promo they should, you know, make you more excited. It didn't make me less excited. I was just, when it was over, I was right back where I was when it started. Yeah. So
all the wheeze that Roman used made him feel like a corporate stooge champion. Guy, we did this, we did this. It's like,
he was talking about The Office, right? But then they go back to Punk and he goes, what do you mean we? You're all alone. Your wise man is gone. The Shield is gone. I was like, you guys are doing two promos from two different playbooks right here. But hey, if it gets people interested, who the hell am I? We're out of time, everybody. Thanks, Lance. Thanks, all the listeners. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.